Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Featured Friday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. It's March already. It is March already. Can you believe it? 2021 is already. It feels way too early to be saying this, but it's already flying by, which is why this Featured Friday episode is going to be quite different from all the others, because I want to talk to you about false starts. This is going to be a really personal and intimate episode. I'm excited about it. Let's dive in. Upfront and honest with you at the top of today's episode, I don't fully know where this episode is going to go. I'm hitting record with this idea very much not flushed out in my head, and I've got some ideas as to what I want to talk to you about today, but it's going to hit you different based on where you are in your own entrepreneurial journey. And maybe it's going to speak to where you are right now, literally today in your entrepreneurial journey, or ideally it's going to set you up. Actually, not ideally, both of these are ideal, or it's going to set you up to better handle when you face a false start again in the future. So we are talking about false starts today, and there's no way that we can ignore the topic of false starts as entrepreneurs, because guess what? False starts, and quite frankly, and you know how often I say this, in our daily lives as well. Entrepreneurship is just a microcosm for life on a broader scale. So I believe all of these concepts, particularly Mindset and Motivation Monday episodes and these Featured Friday episodes, really apply to life as well. Now, what is a false start? I want to take you back to my freshman year of high school. It was my first year running track. I was on our sprinting team doing the 100 meter dash. And I'm not going to lie to you, in high school, gosh, I was fast, especially off the line. So I was a lifelong soccer player. I always loved sprinting. That was my forte in soccer. If you give me a through ball, I am getting there before anyone else. So I joined the track team my freshman year of high school, and people could immediately see that I was one of the faster guys in high school, even as a freshman. And so I'll never forget, it was towards the tail end of my first ever track season, and it was the meet which would determine who qualified for districts, and I was doing really well that season, scoring varsity points, and there I was. It was the starting line. Picture me in those starting blocks, 100 meter dash, and I want to qualify for districts. I know I'm going to smoke these other kids. And the reality is, I false started. I got off the blocks too early. So basically, if you don't know what a false start is in track and field, it's when you start before the gun. So I literally went before the official blew the gun, which means I false started. I went before I was supposed to. And you know what happens in high school track when you false start? You get kicked out. That's it. You don't get to race that day. You automatically lose. You are disqualified. And I know you all know me as the happy-go-lucky, always optimistic, always cheery podcaster that you listen to 3 days a week. And I'm so grateful for that. But the truth is, that was not how I was in high school, and especially for much of my sports career, athletics career. So what did I do after I false started that time? I ran straight into the locker room and just started throwing anything and everything that I could get my hands on, until one of the coaches came in the locker room and was like, "Yo, Brian, what are you doing, man? Like, chill out. You false started. It's all good. It happens." Now, the reason why I tell you this story is because I always think back to that, and a couple of different things could have happened from there in my high school athletics or high school track career. Is I could have just said, "This sucks. This is so stupid. It's so stupid how if you false start, you get disqualified. I never want to race again. I'm sticking to soccer. Why would I even sign up for track? I don't even like track. I hate track practices. I really just like 100 meter sprints." So that could have happened, or I could have used that false start to my advantage. And of course, obviously, most things that people talk about in hindsight have a happy ending. And so for me, what I did was I became obsessed with the starting blocks. I became obsessed with figuring out, how do I get the ideal start? How do I optimize my start so that I leave all the other guys in the dust before the race is even 1 second in? typically, you know, you're talking seconds is the beauty of a sprinting race versus you're talking minutes or 30 seconds or something like that in a bigger race. I mean, sprinting races are won or lost by fractions of a second typically. And so for me, I really became obsessed with the start. And that's where I said, I want to master this. And I have felt this. I'm so glad I went through that experience. And just to really close the loop on that story, fast forward sophomore year, junior year, senior year, I became our number one sprinter. I was our number one sprinter for our track team. And we had this really cool thing where in practice, if you wanted to take the number two guy's spot or the number one guy's spot or the number three guy's spot, you wanted to climb up those rankings, you could challenge them in practice. And I maintained that number one spot for the rest of my high school track career. And it's because that false start really set me up to focus on the right things and to gain an advantage in all my future starts after that one false start. So I feel really strongly about false starts, but I feel even more strongly about them because, gosh, do they hit us so much more meaningfully, so much more powerfully, and I would argue so much more frequently in our day-to-day lives and in our entrepreneurial lives. And it's March now, so we're 3 months in to a brand new year, and that's just about enough time for people to have experienced at least one false start this year. So if you've been sitting there and you say, I want to start my business in 2021, and you were all excited, you were super freaking excited in January to start your business, and you didn't. Or maybe you did, and you didn't make as much money as you hoped to, or maybe you didn't make any money at all. And in February, you're like, this is the month, I'm gonna crush it this month. And you didn't. False starts. Those are false starts. Mentally, you were ready. You were on the starting line, and that's why I use this track analogy. I was freaking ready for that race that day. I was so ready to qualify for the district championships. I was on the starting line. I was in the blocks. I did the practice. I showed up. I did everything I needed to do. And that's the thing about false starts is I know that you've done everything that you need to do to launch your business, to grow your business, to rapidly increase your earnings on a month-to-month basis. If you haven't hit 10K a month consistently just yet, you say, this will be the month. And then it's not the month. Again, I call all of these false starts because you were there. You were at the starting line. And that is an achievement in and of itself because a lot of people never even make it to the starting line, which is why I like the track analogy so much because I was there. My feet were in the blocks. And that's when I false started. And that's the really tricky thing about false starts is when you are mentally prepared for something and then you screw it up, that's so much harder. So much more painful than never being in the blocks at all, than never showing up to the starting line at all. It's way easier to just never start. And that's why a lot of people do that. And that's, I'm not even talking to them in today's episode. I want to talk to you, the false starter, the one who's mentally prepared for these breakthroughs, for these milestones, for these moments of progress. Because those false starts are so painful. I know it. And it's so easy to get bogged down in those false starts. So let's use a really tangible example. So I know a lot of people every single year, one of their yearly goals is to lose weight or to eat better or to exercise more. For me personally, I have a huge sweet tooth. And 2021, I'm getting crazy serious about cutting down on eating sweets. And I had a bit of a false start in January because I was traveling. I can't remember where I was in January already. This year is already flying by. But I remember I had a false start. I was mentally prepared. I said, this is the year. I'm not just going to say I'm going to cut down on sweets. I'm going to do it. And then in January, I ate a whole bunch of sweets. I think it's because when I'm in new places, I love exploring new dessert places. I spend a lot of time in coffee shops. So it's so easy to get that Danish that I'm looking at in the display case. So I had a false start. And in previous years, I know myself well enough to publicly admit that typically those false starts lead to quitting. They just lead to me being like, oh man, I already screwed this up. Maybe I'll do it next year. And it's a false start until next year. And then I'll false start again. But this year has been different. This year I've said, you know what? Who cares if I false started in January? It's all good. And I don't even have to wait for February. I don't have to wait for an arbitrary flip of the calendar. All I have to do is decide on a daily basis to recommit to what I want to actually accomplish this year. And that's the beautiful thing about commitment in my eyes, is commitment is not something that we just get to do once. You can't just say, I want to launch my business this year. I want to grow my business this year. You can't do that. You have to commit every single day. And when you understand the art or the experience or the adventure or the importance, quite frankly, of false starts, then you can allow yourself the freedom to say, that was a false start. Let's learn. Why did we false start? What was it that made us trip over? So for me, for example, it's when I'm drinking a super sweet. I'm not really a coffee drinker. I have an absolute abundance of energy. And so when I go to coffee shops, because I love working from coffee shops, I go for the social aspects, not the coffee aspect. I always just ask the barista, I'm like, hey, what's something that's super sweet? Because I don't necessarily like coffee. And that's what I typically order. And that puts me on a sugary path for the day where I'm just like, I already drank like freaking probably 40 grams of sugar at this point. I might as well just have that Danish. Why not? And so when I false started in January of this year, I really sat down with me. It's something I don't think we do often enough, is you got to sit down with you. You're the only one who's responsible for this stuff and say, why did we false start? What can we do differently? What triggered it? What would a better start look like? Should I be, you know, focusing and just setting a rule of, hey, when I go to coffee shops, I'm just drinking tea. That's it. Teas only. What is it about your false start that you can learn from? What is it about your false start that you can improve on? What is it about your false start that you can really be tough on yourself and say, no, this is the thing that always triggers us? What is it about your false starts? Now, here's the reason why I'm banging on about this. Gosh, 11 minutes into today's episode. It's because you will false start. I promise you, you will false start. Not once, not twice, not 10 times, not 50 times. You're gonna false start 100 times in your life and way more than that, to be quite frank. I'm letting you off a little bit easy by just saying it's gonna be 100 times. You will false start. And even after you've launched your business and even after you're making money, you will false start in so many ways that you couldn't even imagine. Your problems will be different. Your false starts will be different, but you will still experience false starts. And that's why today, the whole purpose of this Featured Friday episode is really for you to start identifying these false starts and saying, wait, I was mentally prepared to take this action or to get this result or to make this change. What happened? Why was that a false start? I want you to really do these deep dives. Do it with you. If you want to talk about it with a friend or an accountability buddy, include them as well. But really, it starts with you and your recognition of that false start, because false starts in and of themselves are not bad. They're essential. They're part of the process. They're not a sidetrack from the process. They are part of the process. When you're writing a book, when you're launching a business, when you're learning a new language, when you're adopting a new diet or a new exercise regime, when you're starting on any adventure, relationships, literally anything, they're all filled with false starts. And those are part of the process. If you understand their fundamental need and necessity within those processes, learn from them, adjust from them, let them fuel you, let them guide your focus, let them make you better. That's it. I could say so much about false starts. I didn't know where we were going today. This was fun though. I feel like wherever you are in your journey, hopefully this concept of false starts hit home. If it didn't hit home right now, think about it. Come back to this episode in a month from now or 2 weeks from now or 6 months from now, because you will continuously experience false starts. And I'll tell you what, the theme of all of my content next week is getting you over and getting you past those false starts as quickly as possible as an entrepreneur. Next week is false start week. This is March. This is probably just false start month as a whole, because this is when people realize, gosh, I'm not doing what I set out to be doing in 2021 or in the new year. And so that's why this month really is about false starts. I'm excited for all new episodes next week. As always, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. Pound that subscribe button. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.